Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our listeners condolences on this most grave and most sad day, which is the day of the 9th of Muharram, the Tasu'a, the day before the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is a very grave and sorrowful day for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, all of the people who are fond of the way of the Prophet and his family, and also all of the justice-seeking and freedom-loving people of this world, all of the people who affiliate themselves with the message of Imam Hussein's revolution and his uprising. What makes this event so sorrowful for us is when we remember the virtues of Imam Hussein, which the Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali and his predecessors constantly told us about and told Muslims about. An example of this is the following account and following event, which has been mentioned in history and in the books of narrations. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said the following: I visited the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Ubay ibn Ka'b was with him. Imam Hussein came into the presence of the Prophet. One of his companions, Ubay ibn Ka'b, was with the Prophet. The Prophet greeted me and said the following: Welcome, O Aba Abdullah, O the beauty of the heavens and the earths. The Prophet said, Marhaba bika ya Aba Abdullah, ya Zayna samawate wal aradin, O beauty of the heavens and the earth. So Ubay ibn Ka'b, he said, when he heard this, he was surprised. He said, How is it possible, O Messenger of Allah, for anyone other than you to be the beauty of the heavens and the earths? Meaning, he was under the assumption that this is a virtue which is solely belongs to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said this in response to this question: O Ubay, I swear by him who has rightfully sent me down as a messenger. Certainly the worth of Hussein ibn Ali is greater in the heavens than on the earth. And verily it is written about him on the right side of Allah's throne. Lamp of guidance, Misbahu Huda, Ark of Salvation, Safinatu Najatin. Right? So in the beginning of the hadith, the Prophet mentioned one of the virtues of Imam Hussein, one of his fada'il. In the end, he mentioned more. The fact that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the lamp of guidance, the Ark of Salvation, an Imam, not a weak source of dignity and pride, a landmark and a great treasure. Right? وَأَلَمٌ وَذُخْرٌ. Right? A great treasure of spirituality and knowledge and wisdom. Right? So this is a very beautiful hadith. It alludes to the virtues of Imam Hussein. And when we hear these virtues, we become even more sorrowful and we weep even with more intensity for the loss of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on this day and also the loss of his companions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his own words. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد